There's not anything even hard for God. He can do so much beyond we can even think or imagine. I used to have a problem believing He could heal my body. Lord, if it's Your will. No, it was His will. I just had to step into the world of faith. It's always God's will to heal His children. He doesn't want none of us to be sick, but He only accepts it after we repent of our sin and we step into the world of faith. It's by faith you get everything from God. Did you know by faith is the only way you get saved? When I talk to somebody, I say, are you a born-again Christian? Well, I hope so. You hope so? Yeah. You think you're going to heaven when you die? I hope so. I said, I got news for you. You may not make it. You know, it says this is a faith kingdom. So we're supposed to believe by faith. But now, when it comes right down to it, I can't tell people whether they are or are not going because there's only one that knows their heart. And that's God. I don't know their heart, so I don't know if you're going to heaven or not. Even there may be some people that walk right up to me and say, well, I know I'm going. I'm born again. I'm Spirit-filled. I know I'm going. Well, I hope that's true. But just think. Jesus said, I never knew you. But Lord, we cast out demons in Your name. We healed the sick. We raised the dead in Your name. He said, I know You did all that stuff in My name. But He said, I didn't know You into outer darkness. Now then, if you look at me and ask me, was that person going to heaven? They cast out demons, they heal the sick, they cleanse the lepers, they raise the dead. I'd say, wow, I'd think so. But see, I'm not God, am I? No, I'm not God. I don't know. But only God knows. But I do know there's scriptures in the Bible that says that people that do those kind of things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Is that in the Bible? If it's in the Bible, then that ought to make you and me tremble to think, Lord, I want to make sure I know You as my Lord and Savior. Don't let me be one of those brash guys that, well, I'm going to make it. I don't care. You may not make it, but I'm going to make it. No, you don't know whether that person's going to make it. You don't know if you're going to make it if you're not standing by faith on the Word of God. Then just because you've cast out demons and healed the sick don't mean you're going. You've got to have that personal relationship with the King. Is that right? You have to have that personal relationship with the King. And it was by faith that they marched around that city. Hebrews 11 Verse 31 and 32. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute did not die with all the others in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. Here's one little woman, and she was a prostitute, but because by faith she believed what they told her, and she was able to live and not die. Well, how much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets, verse 33 and 34. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched the flames of fire and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Wow, think about what he just said you can do by faith, and these men did it under the law. We have a better covenant today. When I saw that right there, it says, they quenched the flames of fire. I have to tell you this. Only a few years ago, Eldon, sitting right up here on the front row, him and his family and all, they were out in the mountains of Idaho on vacation. And they were up on top of a mountain there, and all of a sudden, they looked over there, and there was a humongous forest fire started, and it was at night. And in those trees, it began to burn and do all kinds of things. Now, if you're in the mountains of Idaho, if you call the fire department, how long do you think it's going to be before they get there? A long time from where they are in the mountains of Idaho. Them roads are crooked and narrow up there in those hills. So what do you think this man had the audacity to do? He prayed. Can you believe that? He prayed and asked God to quench those fires in that forest in Idaho. And guess what instantly happened? They went out. He sat right there and watched those fires go out. See, he was just doing what somebody else had already done. This wasn't new. So when you find a man that can walk in faith, when he prays in faith, what is impossible with a man of faith? Nothing. God's Word declares that itself. Jesus Himself said, if you have faith and doubt not, nothing shall be impossible with you. Is that what He said? When I read that, I thought, you know, they shut the mouths of lions. If a devil has no legal claim to you and they throw you into the den of lions, what can those lions do to you? They can't touch you. Just like the king, you know, he threw Daniel into the lion's den. And what happened to Daniel? Nothing. But the men that were guilty, and the men that the king come and got, when he threw them and their wives and children and everything else into the den of lions, what happened? They were all killed and crushed immediately. But Daniel, he was a man of God. Daniel was an obedient man of God. He obeyed and he did exactly what God told him to do. And so that's why God protected him. Quench the flames of fire and escape death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. You reckon that it might come to pass that the day might come that we as Christians might have to fight and have a battle again? It could be. The other night, Cheryl and I watched a movie about one of the wars in America. It was about the Revolution. And there was a church, and the men were all out at war, fighting for the nation, the United States of America. And this British soldier, he came in, and when he found all the men were gone, he was going to get even with them for what they had done. And so he took all of the women and children and put them in the church. And then he told one of his soldiers to burn it down. And so he did. He didn't want to, you could tell, but he did. They had locked all the doors and let nobody out. And they lit the fire to that thing. And when the men got back, all of their wives and their children were burned to death in that church. It's amazing what that does to men, that it made some super fighting men out of those men. One of those men didn't want nothing to do with no battle. He wasn't going to take part in the battle or war of no kind. And they came to his house, and he watched them kill one of his own sons in his presence. He didn't do a thing because he knew he couldn't with all those men there. There was 30 or 40 of them. So he didn't do anything. But he had two younger sons. They were little sons, probably 10, 12, 14 years old. But his older son, which was like 18, he's the one they killed in his presence. As soon as they rode off, he went in the house. He got his muskets, his sacks of weapons, balls of lead. Evidently, his little boys, he had taught them how to be really good shots. And they knew where these guys were going on the trail. They had to ride on a horse. They run over the mountain. And they got on the other side of the mountain with the three of them. He told the boys, he said, you aim at their head and you kill every man and don't you dare miss. It's just like shooting the head off of a squirrel. He said, when you point that gun and pull the trigger, you kill and then you reload and you kill another one and you don't stop until you run out of ammunition or whatever. And between him and those three boys, him and those three boys killed all 30 of those soldiers. But there was a man that didn't want to fight. I don't want to fight either. I don't want to have to fight. But with what's going on in America, do you know that may come to pass? Isn't that sad to think about? Here we've never had to fight on this soil in my lifetime. I went to war in Vietnam, but I have not had to fight on this soil. But it has happened before. Their weakness was turned into strength. They became strong in battle, and they put whole armies to flight. That may happen again. 35 and 36. Women received their loved ones back again from death. But others trusted God and were tortured, preferring to die rather than turn from God and be free. I remember the first time I went to Rome. I was in the Colosseum at daylight. When the sun came up that morning, I was standing in the middle of the bottom of the Colosseum. And as the sun came up and began to shine through those big arches and everything, and light began to come down to where I was, I literally could hear the screaming of the girls that were tied to the poles and the roaring of the lions that was killing them. I literally could hear that in my spirit. I thought, Lord, you had some Christians back then. I said, today we can't even hardly get to church on Sunday if it's a bad weather day. But those people gave their life for you. And we call ourselves Christians and we only come to church whenever we feel like it. Isn't that sad? We never talk to nobody about Jesus, the average Christian. The average Christian never talks to nobody about Jesus. They don't lead nobody to Christ, the average church. You know, they may invite you over for dinner and everything, but you see what they talk about. Football games, basketball games, the weather. But they won't talk about Jesus. Well, don't invite me to your house, because I don't know nothing to talk about but Jesus. The rest of it I could care less about. They trusted and were tortured, preferring to die rather than turn from God and be free. They placed their hope in the resurrection to a better life. Some were mocked. and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in dungeons. Have we suffered any? No, praise God. 37 and 8. Some died by stoning. Some were sawed in half. Others were killed with a sword. Some went about in skins of sheep and goats, hungry and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world. They wandered over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. You know, when you read this, it makes me think, Lord, how thankful I am that I've had such a great life. Suffering? No, I've never had to suffer. You know, I've had food every day of my life, you know. I mean, virtually every day. It might have been a few days I was somewhere where I didn't have anything to eat, but as a rule, I was where I could get something to eat. I could get water. I didn't have to suffer. I'd never been beaten and bruised. I've never watched my family be killed in front of my eyes and never watched anybody be sawed in half. I've never seen any of those kind of things. I mean, some of the guys I went to Vietnam with did experience some of those terrible, terrible things. But praise God, I didn't have to go through that. But you know, I think about the church today, and that's why I can call us a bunch of wimps. I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. You know, I even kid my own wife, you know, once in a while, you know, or the people around here that work for us, you know, one of them will get hot or say something about, oh, it's too hot or whatever. What do I say to them? You wimp, you bunch of wimps, what's wrong with y'all? You know, you know, but we are a bunch of wimps. If somebody were to come in here today and they said, everybody that goes out that door, we're going to strike you with a cat of nine tails on your naked back, well, at least one lick. And if you ever come back in this place again, you can be expected to happen to you again. You know what? There probably wouldn't be nobody ever come back here again. Just one lick with a cat of nine tails. But I tell you what, you can't drive me away. It's going to take more than a beating with a cat of nine tails to keep me out of the house of God. If I come back, I may have to fight. But I guarantee I'll be back. I will have to say, I might bring my own cat of nine tails back with me next time. But I will be back. But these people, oh, I'm telling you, these people, they were oppressed and mistreated, hungry, everything. The Lord says those people were too good for this world.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Are You Strong in Faith? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.